Welcome back to the big show with Pat Steinberg and Logan Gordon. We'll get you back to the guys in just a moment. I'm Matt Rose. It is time for your Stampeders report. The Stamps held a closed session on Wednesday, working on plays like the Colton Hunchak lefty sweep toss, one can only assume. We begin with the notes from the Stampeders' Wednesday injury report as a result. Most notably, Jake Mayer absent on the COVID protocol list once again. He has tested positive, as per head coach Dave Dickinson.
He's going to be out, so minimum of 10 days. And then we'll just solve it with Mike and talk to Jake. And feeling all right, though, which is good.
I mean, obviously, this is a football team. You guys are in the same rooms together and all that. Is their concern?
No doubt. We're trying to do everything right, and we're just going to do our part. And sometimes you got to believe that fate is what it is. Is life fair? No. We're doing our best. We know we're getting better as a team. And we got to just – those are the cards you're dealt. You got to live with it. I know Jake's super frustrated. I feel bad for him because I know he's been following all the rules, doing a great job. And he's a team guy. He's not a guy that's going to be out on the town or do anything like that. So frustrated for him. But as a team, we got to move forward. And when he's back, he's back.
So, I mean, just so that I'm 100% clear, there's a positive test with Jake there, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like you said, I don't like to love talking on the medical side, but yeah. Put two and two together, you got it.
Receiver Dan Williams is also on the injury report on COVID protocol. Good news in the receiver room. Richie Sindani upgraded from limited to a full practice. He's someone that Dave Dickinson had talked about after Tuesday's session as an underrated player for this team.
He does a lot for us. I think Richie's underrated. In fact, I think I'm glad you asked about him because he is our security blanket. Him and Colton kind of know the entire receiver positions, and I feel confident we can execute our offense with those guys across the board. So that as a coach is kind of like your must-haves. You have to have a couple guys that you feel you can talk football and talk the offense with, and they can figure things out. And I'm really happy that we got him, and he's having not a super flashy year, but still a good solid year.
Also a good step for Kamar Jordan, who was listed as limited on Wednesday's report. The veteran receiver continues to rehab a hamstring injury he did not practice on Tuesday. Defensive lineman Casanova McKenzie and defensive back Jonathan Moxie both popped up as limited on the injury report, both with hamstring injuries. Dave Dickinson had mentioned that the cold weather can be tough for muscle injuries like the hamstring. We'll monitor those two at Thursday's session and get some more updates from Dave Dickinson as well. Running back Ante Milanovic was a full participant. He was limited Tuesday with a rib injury. Receiver Malik Henry and fullback Elliot Graham did not practice with knee and ankle injuries respectively. Henry also did not practice on Tuesday, so the team might have to go a different direction for returner when they head out to BC for a Saturday game against the Lions. So some good news and some bad news on the injury front Wednesday, to say the least. Some news that can be only construed as good for Stamps fans. Kadeem Carey is one of your performers of the week. The Stamps running back amassed 169 yards from scrimmage, 109 on the ground as he recorded his second career 100-yard rushing game. The Stampeders defeated the Rough Riders 22-19. Carey follows Kamar Jordan and Stephon Banks as Stampeders to earn Performer of the Week honors. Head coach Dave Dickinson had this to say about the veteran tailback.
Yeah, and he deserved it. I mean, there's some good performances this week too. So, but I thought he really carried the load, had an excellent game, and kind of threw the offense on his back. We had a good offensive game. We had quite a few yards. We had some turnovers, not as many touchdowns as we'd like. There's certainly things to build on, things to improve on as well. But looking at that, I thought Kadeem was our best player, and happy to see him get the recognition he deserves.
And Kadeem Carey also spoke to the media after the announcement, proud to be recognized.
The amount of work that we put in and week out, it really feels good, you know, to get recognized in the CFL, you know, a new league for me. So to get your name out here across is pretty good, man. Shout out to my linemen.
You mentioned, you know, you were going to say to tell your sort of head coach, hey, this is what happens when I get this many carries. Have you had that conversation, and how did it go?
I mean, hopefully we don't got to have that conversation. You know, we drawed up some plays in this book. We drew up some more plays, some run plays. So I'm excited just to see that. So hopefully, you know, we can run the ball a little bit more and get our linemen showing their talents, because that's who I was cutting off. They was giving me great push up front all game.
It's awesome. Just win two games, sort of pushes you back in the fight. You're in a better position than you were a couple of weeks ago. But this is also, I mean, just looking at the games you guys have ahead, it doesn't really change the fact that, like, you have to win them. What is just playing this many games that are must win? Do you think it can be good for this team as you guys build towards hopefully the playoffs?
Yeah, it's really good for us. I mean, to be in must win situations this early, and, you know, for us as a young team to go deal with that type of pressure early, I think it's going to be good for us. We're going to learn. We're going to, you know, learn in these situations, build from them situations, and the time playoffs come, we'll be a mature team going into those situations.
And I mean, I guess, like, we say must win, but, like, this game this weekend, like, against BC, like, this is like the definition of must win, eh?
Well, I mean, from going to, you know, last in the division to a must win, I think we'll rather be in this position. So we're excited in this facility that we have this chance to, you know, play this game and be in second place. You know, we're just looking forward to it.
Running back Kadeem Carey, he was the standout on offense. There were several to pick from the defense. The unit's come a long way in a short time. Royce Metchie's injured, so veteran Jamar Wall has been filling in at safety. Head coach Dave Dickinson has liked what he's seen from the veteran through two games in a different spot.
I know the communication's good, and I think it was pretty seamless. You know, J-Wall and Metch have a few different strengths. I do think J-Wall is solid in coverage, does a lot of good things there. Metch's strength might have been more the physical side, the tackling. So we're just trying to make sure we mesh as a group. But I know everyone's on the same page. I know we're doing the right things on defense. You know, that back end is benefiting from a better pass rush, and we're getting that each and every week. So, you know, we are progressing, but it's been pretty seamless. And I think he's done a great job on the back end with the calls, the checks, getting people where they need to get to. And now we'll just up our game and make more plays back there.
Jamar Wall also spoke to the media and gave an honest assessment of how he's filling into a new position on defense.
Pretty good. You know, it's different. It's a new position for me. I played it a few times in the past, but now being there, possibly the rest of the year, depending on Messi, not sure, but it's different. You know, I have different eyes that I have to get used to in terms of seeing the field differently. It's been pretty good. Had some plays I left out there last week, missed a couple tackles, and of course I'm hard on myself on those things, but those can be corrected. You know, as long as we're winning, making plays, that's all I can ask for.
You seem to be either dispensing or receiving a lot of knowledge. You're in constant communication, at least in practice and during the games. I guess, is this just guys asking you stuff and you requesting stuff to make sure you're all on the same page?
A little bit of both. I've missed half the season, you know. So from what I'm used to, you know, it's not typically how they've been running things, you know. So now I kind of have to get accustomed to the way they've been doing things, you know. Even though I am the vet, this is a team sport. You know, this is something that we have to do. This is something that we have to do if we want to be great together. And it's been good. You know, I've been, like I said, I've been picking Metchie's brain as well, because he's really good at what he does at the free safety. And it's coming along. I'm getting more and more comfortable every day.
Just last question for me, just the whole sense. You're right in the middle of a playoff chase. You've got your, you know, nearest opponents right in front of you. So it's all right here. It's got to be kind of exciting at some levels that it's right in your hands.
For sure. It's like you said, it's in our hands. That's the key word about that. And we all understand that, and we all can see what's in front of us in the position that we can, the moves that we can make if we just take it a game at a time. You know, we win this game, we're now in second place. You know, you just keep chopping away. We couldn't ask for a better way to have our schedule being set for the time that we're now feel like we're getting into our groove.
Hey, Jamar, just was hoping for a thought on defending against Brian Burnham.
He's a good receiver. We all know, you can see the catches that he makes. He's a big body. He has amazing hands. You know, it's something that you can't take away from him. But one thing that we have on our back end is confidence. You know, we believe that we can go match up with anyone any day of the week, big or small. It doesn't matter. As you see with SAS, they had a lot of guys that were over 6 foot, you know, 6'4", 6'5". And I thought we did a great job at matching up with them. But yeah, we already know what Burnham brings to the table, and we know that Mike trusts him, and there's going to be a lot of 50-50 balls that we might win some, we're going to lose some, but you know, we got to keep chopping away, and hopefully at the end of the day we come out with more plays made than they do.
Jamar, Dave just mentioned to us that Drake Maier has tested positive for COVID. Obviously you guys have been on planes together, you know, the whole team has been in rooms doing meetings. Concern about an outbreak within the locker room?
No, not really. I mean, you can't as you know, as everyone knows, you can be vaccinated, unvaccinated, still get this thing. And only thing we can do is try to be safe. You know, we can't go around tiptoeing and timid of everything. These cases are happening. They're happening all over the place. And like I said, vaccinated or non-vaccinated, people are getting this. You know, all we can do is continue to hope and do our measures, wear our masks when we can, and we try to do our social distance, things like that. But I mean, that's really nothing that we can truly, truly do about it. And it's been one guy here, one guy there, you know, small things like that. So it's nothing that we can just really jump on and, you know, worry ourselves with. We just got to take it and roll with it as it comes.
That is defensive back Jamar Wall preparing for the BC Lions, hoping for a third straight win. The Stampeders will hold practice Thursday before hopping on a plane west Friday, then playing the Lions Saturday night at 5 o'clock. As well, if you haven't done so yet, highly recommend you carve out some time later to listen to Dave Dickinson's interview from Boomer in the Morning online, sportsnet.ca/960. Audio on demand is where you can find that. Joins the guys every Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock. With your Stampeders report, I'm Matt Rose.